You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom, shalom, stop by site of Beit HaMikdash. And he rested, he slept, and then we are informed that he had a dream. So what did he see in his dream? What did he see? And so he saw a ladder, and then the angels are going up and down on the ladder. Exactly, right. Very nice. So now, obviously the question here is, why we need to know that Yaakov Avinu Shalom had a dream. What is it to us? What's that dream will do for us? Dream? So when you have a dream, what does that mean?
Dream is illusion.
It's illusion?
Yeah.
So there's nothing to it?
Nothing. But in this place, Hashem was showing the truth of the Jewish people to the Akhobabim.
So you can tell him, you can speak with him. So we see in many parts, you know, in the Torah, Hashem spoke to Abraham, to Yitzchak, to Moshe. So you can tell him why we have to know about the dream. No? You can tell him, you know, all the quotes, like, you know, angels, this and that, you know, going up and down. So talk to him.
He was talking to him while he was sleeping. It wasn't a dream. It was actual.
Fine, but it was in his dream. No? He was dreaming. Let's say you get up in the morning and you had a dream.
So what's your feeling about when you have a dream?
Depends on the dream.
It depends on the dream, right? But people, you see, they're disturbed by the dreams. No, they say, Rabbi, I had a dream. Oh, is that a shame? No. So why are you disturbed by the dream? Oh, you know, had too much pizza, you know, or you know, you had the... Why people get disturbed, you know, worry about the dreams?
Because they think they are Nevi'im, they're going to get the Nevi'ah.
But is it something in it, or?
Sometimes,
yeah. Well, it could be. So we have a big chapter in Masechet Berachot, in the Gemara, that talks about many dreams, or what dreams are all about, so that means there's something in it. So that means dream, as we see, like many parts of Torah, like Paro had a dream, or Yosef had a dream, no? Yosef had a dream, Paro had a dream. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom had a dream. Or Abimelech and so on, Laban. So right here, so as the Gemara brings, like many details about the dream, what's it all about, and how's it been interpreted. So one point here is that dream has some type of message. How do we know that dream has a message? So it's mentioned in the Torah. So Yosef HaSadiq had a dream, and then Paro had a dream. Through the dream of the Paro, we see Yosef became a viceroy. So that means there's a connection here. So now, so he had a special dream about the ladder. So what is the significance about the Nabardabam? What's the ladder? What's the meaning of to have a dream about the ladder? So what do you use the ladder for? Go up? All right, so now let's say that you cannot reach something, like let's say You want to install the camera, what do you need? What do you need? You need the ladder. You have to go up the ladder, right?
Yes.
So that means ladder actually, it's an extension of you, right?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
So like something that you cannot reach. So what do you need? You go up on a ladder. So how do you go up on the ladder?
One step at a time.
One step at a time. So that means there are steps. You go step after step after step. An interesting point here is that the Tatamsha mentions that this ladder was placed on the ground and then the head was in Shamayim. Right?
Head of the ladder.
But how did you use the ladder? How do you usually use the ladder?
You usually go from down to up.
Right, but how is it placed? What's it?
No,
the ladder, how you place it to use it?
You lean it on against something.
But I know, but the bottom, where is it?
The ground.
And the top, where is it?
Oh.
Up, right?
Yeah.
So, what's so special about this? That goes without saying, no?
Well, usually the Malachim are
on top. No, forget about Malachim was for tomorrow. No, just focus on the ladder today, the ladder. Why the Torah has to tell us that the ladder was placed on the ground and the head is on the Shamayim? Why do you need to know this?
You reach all the way to the Shamayim, Yaakov.
I know, but that's obvious. That's how you use the ladder. How are you going to use it? How are you going to use the ladder? Huh? It's an interesting point. Bala Turim brings ladder sulam. If you add it up in numeric value, samach is how many? 60. Lamed is 30. Mem is 40. How do you get? Oh, your math is good. Chazak baruch. So 130. So now Sinai. You add it up. Samach is 60. Yud is 20. Yud is 10. Nun is 50, and you and another 10. How many you get?
130.
Yeah. You sure? You passed the math test? Yeah. So it's very interesting that the sulam, the ladder, and Sinai is the same number. Isn't that interesting? The same value. What is that teaching us? What happened in Har Sinai? Something else happened.
Hashem gave us the Ten Commandments.
I understand, but how did we receive it? How did we be able to speak to? Sorry? No, that's later. At Har Sinai, what happened? No, to Am Yisrael, what happened?
They got thrown away.
Ay.
They died.
Why?
Because of
the force of the voice. But at Har Sinai, what happened? Hashem opened the whole Shamayim, seven layers. As we say, as it's one of the Pesukim that we mentioned on Shabbatot, Atah Hor'eta Ladad. Hashem opened up all the seven layers, and everybody was able to see.
Yes.
How were they able to see?
The seven layers.
Seven layers of the Shamayim open.
They could see.
They could see, yeah. That's why they say, Atah Hore Italada. You made us to see that there is nobody except you. He showed them everywhere in Shamayim. But how? How were they able to see? How? Know how far it is from here to the first layer? The sky that you see, how far it is? It's a little bit more. How far is it?
500
light years
away.
500 years. Time it by 7?
3,500.
3,500 years you have to travel to see.
500
billion trillion. Beautiful. Exactly. But they were able to see all through the Shamayim. Okay. Zap. So now here, Bala Turin teaches us that Hashem gave us such a understanding such a potential. The same way that Yaakov Avinu Shalom had the dream of the Sulam, actually, the Sulam, the ladder is placed on the ground. What does that mean? We are placed on earth. But Sulam is equal to Sinai. What does that mean? That means the same way that Am Yisrael were able to elevate themselves, upgrade themselves, to be able to see through Shamayim, they were so upgraded. Any moment in life of Yehudi, he's able to reach such a level. He can elevate himself so high to be able to reach Shamayim. So that means this dream is teaching us, like let's say people, they're searching to find antique stuff, right? Under the ground, what do you call them? Exactly. They say, or some people, they go under the sea, right?
Yes.
To what do they find?
Treasure.
What?
Treasure.
No, the fish and this and that, a different fish, right?
Yes.
Refuah shelema, but here, the dream of Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us Yehudi, his task here is that he's placed on the ground, on the earth, to be able to reach where? Not under the water or under the ground. Exactly, exactly. So that means the dream is teaching us there's a connection. There's a connection between every human being and his creator. It's available. For example, let's say you have a radio, right? You plug it in, you turn on the knob to on. No golve, no one. There's no voice. So what does that mean?
They're not connected. No juice.
Now you plugged it in, but there's no sound is coming out of the radio. What does that mean? No. No.
Something wrong with the radio.
Chazak Baruch. The radio is broken. The radio is broken. So that means here in this room, you know how much voice exists? How much pictures exist? That you can download it and see it and look at it and listen to it. But if the device is not giving you the voice, that means?
Something wrong with you.
Broken! It's broken. In the same aspect, Yehudi is able to receive all the voices, all the messages from Ribono Shel Olam. But if he doesn't hear anything, that means he is? Rabbi Matatya knows. It's broken. So like for example, you have a monitor in your office, and then you have a camera outside. You turn on the monitor doesn't show anything. What does it mean?
Camera
is broken. It doesn't mean that there's nobody outside. There's somebody outside, but the camera cannot pass the picture to you. And that's what the dream is all about. You get the concept? It's a very deep, deep concept. So that means Yehudi in life should know
that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point. And not only that, there's a very, very, very delicate point here. When the Torah says that the ladder is placed on the ground and his head is in Shamayim, many times happens to us that we run into some unfortunate thing. Something painful. Something we never expected. So how do you feel? You're down on the ground. You're smooshed. You know? Terrible things happen. Here the Torah says, Chas v'shalom. You should know, even though that you feel on the ground, you have to feel that you are a ladder. You go up right away. You have to pull yourself up. Chas v'shalom, you should not be crushed and feel that, Chas v'shalom, there's nothing to do. As The Chacham Bechachamim, what was his name? The wisest one. What was his name? Shlomo Alav Shalom. He teaches us, Sheva Yipol Sadiq Veram. Happens to everyone that we fall, one, two, three, four, Veram. But it says that in the end, you're going to get up. So that means, Chas V'Shalom, you should not have any doubt, and Chas V'Shalom, any yes, that things going to stay the same. You have to be very, very optimistic, full of hope, that Chas V'Shalom, that if it seems like, you know, something terrible happened, the ladder is ready, you have to jump on the ladder and go up. And Chas V'Shalom, don't think that, you know, that there is no hope. And that's what exactly the dream is all about. The ladder, we speak about it with another shame tomorrow when you come, that was made of, and how the angels, they used this. This game is another shame.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.